But first, we're talking about the neighbors and the interesting confrontations you've had with them. I haven't had too many really odd confrontations, you know. I mean, with the dude telling me to keep my music down. I've had that a couple times. You know, could you not play your... Could you stop playing your tune so loudly? Maybe they're saying something more about my talent and my skills, my playing ability. Maybe they think I suck.
You're making the music yourself?
Well, and I played... Remember last week I was talking about playing the... Or is it 2 weeks ago I was talking about playing the piano and the dude knocks on the door and tells me to turn it down? Like, that's as awkward as it really gets for me. I don't... You know? Nothing really too extreme. But, of course, my mom gets herself into a situation where she has to bring two dead birds over to the neighbor's house to say, maybe your kid and your husband, 50 years old, shouldn't be having target practice with the birds who are in our yard. Maybe that'd be nice. Well, there's just so many birds, you know, we just don't know what to do. What are the birds doing? Are they swooping down Hitchcock style and pecking your eyeballs out or something, you know, or just crapping in your yard? What? You know, this doesn't even have any trees or anything, so they're probably never even in their yard. Well, there's so many birds, we thought we were doing you a favor. And right. So we're sharing those awkward moments you have with your neighbors this morning. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Now, I know, like, with me living in an apartment, I probably desensitized myself to a lot of things, a lot of the weirdness that happens around an apartment. But those type of situations lend perfectly to that, because you never know. There's a very varied breed of people. And like in my apartment building, you know, there's college age kids, there's me, there's, you know, an old man, there's people like age range everywhere, you know, there's military living in there, so there's just a wide variety of people, which can make for some interesting confrontations. But luckily it's been pretty chilled out so far for the most part. How about you?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
I have this neighbor who's come over at 4:30 in the morning looking for marijuana.
Are you a dealer or something?
No, she just... It's the only thing that can stop her pain. She's kind of schizophrenic.
Uh-huh.
And she comes over. She yells at me as I'm going to my car to go to work.
Uh-huh.
Stop hitting me. Why are you hurting me? And just starts screaming at me. And one time, she called me a hussy. And my mom was there. And she was like, no, you stop that. And she called the cops on me. Because my mom told her to stop that.
And so what did the cops do?
The cops are... They know her really, really well. Because she's always calling 911 and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, I had to call the cops on her for threatening me and my daughter's life.
Jeez. Yeah, you know it's messed up when the cops...
And the trailer court won't do anything about it either.
The what?
Because, oh, she's harmless. She's like that.
Oh, the cops won't?
No.
Wow. That's a fun situation. That, you know, when the cops come up and they know the person by name, you know that there's something wrong there.
Yeah, and they won't do anything about it. But she's left voicemails on my cell phone. She got my cell phone number. Just random stuff. She'll be like, get off your butt, and just start screaming at me.
God.